I've got one of the locals beside me, Ronan McLaughlin. How are you today, Ronan?
Oh, just about hanging together here, so I am.
Another stage done. It was a tough one today.
It was, everybody looked at it on paper and says the last 30k was going to be hard, and it definitely was. But before that, the first 2 hours were just unbelievable speed. Like, there was one stage I kind of thought there was a bit of a lull in the speed, and I thought the speed had dropped down. I thought it was easing up a wee bit, and I looked down at my speedo, and we're doing over 60k an hour.
Yeah.
So that kind of shows you, I think in the first hour alone, we'd done 49.9 kilometres or something.
Right, yeah, very quick.
It was just unbelievable. Well, it was a bit of a tailwind. So you knew it was going to be fast, but just the way the racing was working out then, the brakes that were getting away was... The big teams maybe didn't like the composition of them, riders up, they didn't really want to get away, so there was always chasing going on, speed was always up, so that made it hard before we even got to the gap.
Yeah.
And then everybody would have sat down last night, would have looked at the route book and knew that positioning coming into Bunkran the first time was key, because the roads were so small after that.
Yeah.
So it was a big fight, to get into that good position.
What was your position like at that stage?
Well, I was positioned fairly well, coming through Bunkran, I was maybe top 20 or 30, which would be, fairly decent.
Yeah.
And then on the first climb of Slavery there, I was fine. And the second climb of Old Mountain, again, I wasn't badly positioned, but I was caught out. About five or six riders in front of me, someone just let a big gap open, and I had to sprint across that. Now I got across it, and I was the last person to get into that group, but the legs just never really recovered from that effort. And that just shows you how key positioning is. If I had been in front of that split, you're not wasting energy, but it's easier said than done, so it is.
Yeah, and the gap doesn't get any easier, does it?
No, it was the crowds there. As far as I can remember, it's very hazy at the minute, but it was incredible.
Yeah. We heard that we were following it, and we were told that there was massive crowds, probably the biggest ever on Memorial Gap for a race.
That definitely helped at the bottom. I was struggling, but I was saying to myself, there's going to be a big crowd up here at the top, dig deep and try and hold in there, and I held in for as long as I could. And unfortunately, just got distanced near the top, happy enough. It would have been really nice to make that front group and try and sprint it out for the best county rider on the stage. But when you look at it, there's 195 riders from the start of the race, and there was maybe 20 in the front group, and there was only two county riders. So from the home based riders, I was right up there, and that is what I'm going for in this race. And it would have been nice coming into the hometown, to be right up there. But second group at the same time I'm happy with it.
Considering the speed and the pace that they were going at today, it's not bad.
That's it, definitely.
Yeah. So how's the body holding up? It's been 5 years since the last came to Donegal. You came close to stage one. Comparing this year to 5 years ago, how's it for you?
Well, we came up that road from Sligo to Bundoran there yesterday, and I was thinking to myself, how in under God did I do this on my own 5 years ago? The pace was really hot yesterday as well, and I'm not quite as good this year as I was 5 years ago, but I can't expect to be as good. I'm not full time anymore, so
yeah.
I'm happy with the condition. I'm going well. The new bike's going well. Everything's kind of the weather's good as well, so. No complaints. Hopefully get a wee bit more luck somewhere later in the week and try my hand at getting up on a stage, get a nice result that way. And the whole team's going as well as going well also. We're leading the county team prize, so best home based team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we've kept that or not, but I think we should have done. So that's one of the goals for the week as well.
We're getting the nod here. We think we have kept the best county team. So
hopefully so. It's your best three riders on each stage. The cumulative time that counts. So. I know there was two county riders ahead of me, would have took maybe a minute out of me, but it depends then where two other guys from their teams finish. So we'll see, we'll sit down tonight and we'll take another look at the results when they come out and when they're finalised and come out, and then we'll make a plan for tomorrow.
Okay, so what's recovery now for you? What do you do now over the course of the next couple of hours? Because there's a big long day tomorrow, the longest of the entire event, 181k.
That's it, exactly. As soon as I crossed the line there, I just collapsed in a heap, and then the masseur brings you down a can of Coke, got that into me, and then you get one of these, high-tech recovery drinks into you. We'll go home now, we're back to B&B now, you get a good serving of rice and lean protein.
Yeah.
We'll have a massage later on. I'm actually booked in with Mickey Kerr from Body Care Injury Clinic in Derry for he's my osteopath.
Yeah.
So myself and Matteo Cigala, the Italian guy on our team, both booked in there just to get checked over. And then later on tonight, you know, just a good feed as well. I think we're down in the Inishowen Gateway Hotel for dinner tonight, so I'm sure we'll be well looked after there too.
Good stuff. Listen, well done today. Things going good for you. You'll talk to us tomorrow again at the end
of
the
show. Yeah,
we will, surely. We're delighted to talk to you all the time, Ronan. Thanks for coming on. Enjoy your recovery now in the next couple of hours, and the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
We've already heard from one of the local competitors, Ronan McLaughlin, from just down the road in Muff, part of the Cork Aqua Blue team, who are going well. We think they're still leading in the overall county standings at the moment, but I'm joined by members now of the Donegal Voodoo Performance team, who are representing the county on the RAS. We have one of the competitors, Sean McFadden, to my left, and we've got, I suppose we can call him team director, can we? Jason Black, who's sitting alongside us too. Gentlemen, you're welcome to the Outside Broadcast Unit.
Thanks, Oisín.
Thanks, Oisín.
Sean, we'll come to you first, because you're the competitor. It's been a tough old day, so it has. We were talking to Ronan, and he was saying there was a serious pace at the start, even before they came as far as the category climbs. Mamore Gap was a special day for you. Once again, huge crowds up there, Sean.
Huge crowds up there. It was a tough day. It's probably tough 4 days, you know what I mean? It's the RAS, and it's no other way, you know what I mean? And we come into Buncrana today, and there's speeds of maybe 65, 70 kilometres an hour coming down past Kiernan's petrol station, and hit the roundabout at Buncrana, and we're hit at 60 kilometres an hour, and you think a time bomb went off, they just were scattered all over the road or everywhere, you know?
Yeah. How are you finding the third RAS for yourself? You've competed in two before. How's the body sticking at this time round?
It's sticking not so bad. I was a bit twitchy on the first day. I was caught up in a bad crash, and I lost a bunch, and I lost the cavalcade, and I lost everything. But I battled on because I wanted to stay inside the time limit, you know, and I did. And I kind of settled down after that, and every day I was probably getting up to maybe 85 to 90k before there was a split in the bunch, and boys were losing wheels and stuff like that, you know. But at that stage, you know, you can ride the last 60 or 40 kilometres on your own, yeah, with a bunch of maybe 15 or 20 riders, you know, and as it goes on, people starting to lose the wheels more often, and today, not so bad, because it was a main road from Bundoran to Buncrana here, and there was a lot of movement, and there was places to move, where in the last couple of days, the roads have been so narrow, and crashes been caused, and mistakes have been made, you know. But listen, we're here, we've day four done, we're heading for Dunloe tomorrow, fingers crossed, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, this means everything to you, because I know, speaking to you, that you were so eager to get a Donegal team put together, and it means so much to you to be a part of a RAS and competing. And you landed to our Outside Broadcast Unit here, and I knew to look at it, you were shot. It's taken so much energy out of you now over the course of the last 10 minutes. You've started to come round to yourself a bit, but it means so much, Sean, for you to be part of this event and to be part of a Donegal setup as well.
Oh, it does. It means so a lot. You know, I mean, when we seen the route, as I said, when we were in the studio a couple of weeks ago, when it was come to Donegal, it was either take part or stand and watch it on the side of the road, you know. So I've done two, and this is my third, so fingers crossed I can get through it. Like, and it's massive, the county. We're in Mamore Gap today, and the crowd and the local people that was there was just phenomenal, you know. So it was great to see.
Okay, stay with us, Sean, because and Jason, stay as well. We've just been joined by the overall leader of the Anpost RAS for 2017, Matthew Taggart, from the Anpost Chain Reaction Cycling Team. You're welcome to our Outside Broadcast Unit, and many congratulations. First of all, yellow jersey holder. I'm sure you're very, very proud of that, Matthew.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted. I won the stage yesterday, and for me, that was an absolute dream come true. I didn't think I could top that, but today to get yellow it's incredible. Like, I just really can't believe it.
Yeah, let's look back on yesterday, because it was a fast stage into Buncrana. Did you set out yesterday morning with it in your mindset that this is the stage that you can go at full tilt and probably take a stage one?
No, not at all. The plan for the team is always to try and take stage wins and be up there every day. So we all worked well as a team, and the three of us managed to get up the road. And once we seen that the gap was going out, I think it went out to over like 2.5 minutes pretty quick on those three of us, but it was still a big group. And I knew with the tailwind that there was a good chance we wouldn't be caught. So yeah, from then, the last sort of 100K, you're sort of thinking, right, one of us should really win today.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to work out the tactics and the plan, how we're going to pull it off. So the boys rode an absolute blinder for me. I had the best sprint out of the three of us. So the boys kept attacking and kept working, weakened everyone else, and got the group down from like 40 to like maybe 11 at the end, and there's still the three of us. So then they did a great job for me coming into the sprint, and thankfully I just had the legs to hold everyone else off.
Yeah. So you got up this morning full of confidence, but we've seen in cycle races before that whoever wins a stage the previous day could struggle the next day, having used up so much energy. But that wasn't the case with yourself today. You put on another fantastic ride, as we heard from Sean. Very, very pacey. And then you had Mamora Gap. And to do what, to achieve the pace and the time that you had today, it was phenomenal riding. So it was, Matthew.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted with that. I didn't know how I'd get on today. Like, I knew after yesterday I was sprinting well. I'd got the sprinting legs with me, but I wasn't sure about the climbing legs. So today, going up Mamora Gap, like one of the hardest climbs in Ireland. We're up here in Donegal and around the hardest roads in Ireland, so today was going to be tough, and thankfully I got through it all right.
Yep. You're enjoying your time in yellow. You've had it on you now for about 10 or 15 minutes, but that's all going to change tomorrow, because there's going to be a lot of pressure on you, because you're the guy that they're going to try and chase down, so there.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's great at the minute, but tomorrow when the flag drops, it'll be a different story. It'll be an absolute disaster instead of being yellow.
Yeah.
Every man in the race wants to take it off you, like, so yeah, it's going to be tough to hold on to, but we'll not look too far ahead. We'll just take it each day as it comes and see where we are when we get the Scarries on Sunday.
Yeah. From an overall team point of view, obviously it's the Anpost RAS, and you're part of the Anpost Chain Reaction team. Was it the team's goal from before the race to have one of your members in yellow by stage 4 or 5 of this year's race?
Yeah, definitely think so. As you say, as Anpost Chain Reaction coming to Anpost RAS, it's the biggest race of the year for us. So we're here to perform, like, and we're here to get the most we can out of it. So to get a stage win on a yellow jersey is brilliant, like, but we'll keep pushing. There's 4 days down, 4 to go, so far so good.
Yeah. It's a proud moment for you as well, because your family have been involved in previous races. I might be right in saying your father and your grandfather,
yep,
were riders as well, and they took part in the race. So now for you to be in the position that you're in, I'm sure you and your family are very proud.
Yeah, it's brilliant, like, with the family tradition and the history in cycling. And then to have Dad behind me yesterday, he was in the car right behind me. He seen the whole thing yesterday, like me winning the stage and all. So it was all pretty emotional. And then I had a lot of family coming today as well. So yeah, they're at the finish today. And to go up on the podium, receive yellow, and see them all standing down in front of you, it was class. Like, yeah, it was really stuff dreams are made of.
Yeah. We're delighted that we've got an Irishman leading the race after stage 4 here in Inishowen and Buncrana. And all we can do is say well done again for your performance over the last couple of days. And may you continue that now over the next few as well. The best of luck going into Dunloe tomorrow, Matthew.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
And one of the main men behind Donegal Voodoo Performance, the County Donegal team, who are taking part in this race, Jason Black is joined us on the outside.
Thanks, Oshie.
Jason, it's been a fantastic day. There's a great atmosphere and great buzz down here in Buncrana, and all your men got home safe and sound, and they got over Mamora Gap okay?
Absolutely, the men done great today. Give a great account of themselves, Oisin, and do you know what? From the gun this morning, it was hell for leather, all the way from Bundoran right down into Buncrana, and the crowds out on the roads were magnificent, absolutely huge. The schools were out in their droves, and the weather came out as well, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. An amazing day.
You've been over Mamora Gap a few times, and you've seen crowds up there. Have you ever seen anything like it?
I haven't seen anything like today, Oisin. It was amazing. I say my race over Mamora in the Ross was 1999, and it was nothing like today. It was like the Tour de France. They were lined from bottom to top, and the energy was incredible. It was absolutely electric, and such a proud moment as a Donegal man. I've been on a bicycle all my life just to witness that, and just to see young kids out there cheering on the local heroes.
Yeah, and you're part, of course, of the Donegal Voodoo Performance team. How proud are you that a team's actually here in Donegal, in the RAS, competing and challenging?
Oh, look, you know what? Super, super proud. Having three RASes in behind me, you know, I know it's the pinnacle in the Irish calendar, in the Irish racing calendar, and it's everybody's young dream as a kid growing up to be a man in the RAS. And, you know, to get it in your own county for 4 days, it's just unbelievable. And once we knew that was happening, we knew it was our time to step up as a county again, and it was a time to put a RAS team together again. And, you know, I suppose the focus really over the next couple of years is to have a full-blown RAS team in the Donegal RAS team in the RAS year in, year out. And, you know, it's just give them motivation.
Is that far away, is it?
It's not. It's a couple of years away, actually.
Yep. And you have the foundation work.
Foundation's there, the beliefs there, yeah, and the
and
attitudes.
And we have
there.
Riders in the county as well that have the potential to be part of it.
Absolutely. It's there to be got, you know. And you know, we have the territory too. I mean, look at today's stage, man. It was unbelievable. You heard Matthew talk about it. You know, we were talking about, you know, world-class stages, you know, and tomorrow, 181 kilometres. You know, they're going to get on Knockalla, Fannet Head. They're going to see the northwest coast. They're going to get up into Carrigart, Dunfanny, and right up into Dunloe. And I just encourage everybody, it's anybody that's involved in sport, get out and watch the spectacle. It's mind-blowingly.
What about your county team? How are they faring out at the moment? Everybody got through safe and sound. I know he's met a few places yesterday. He jumped three or four. Will you jump any more today?
Up to 13th yesterday, Oisin. Our objective is to come out as a top 10 finisher. You know, that'd be phenomenal for us. We may have moved up one place today. May have moved up to 12th place. The guys give an incredible account of themselves. Two young lads, Con and Dermot, you know, are sitting 15th and 20th overall in the under 23 category. Colm as well, and Sean McFadden. You know, I can't ask any more from them. These guys are giving absolute blood, sweat, and tears to get to this point all winter long, putting in the amount of miles and hard work to get here, and now pulling it out of the bag on the day.
Yeah, we can't forget about the backroom team as well. It's all Donegal men, and they're all volunteering. Jason,
absolutely giving up their endless amount of time. You know, and there's no job too big or no job too small. And you know what? It's without. You know, it just doesn't happen without them. And also, I should take the opportunity to thank the sponsors. You know, we couldn't put this show on the road without the sponsors. You know, Villa Revolution, Reynolds Ireland, you know, Highland Motors, Bubblegum and Diesel. There's loads of them, and good local businesses that put their hand in their pocket to make it happen.
Jason, thanks for joining us tonight, say broadcast.
Yes, and also to you, the media, just for supporting the whole race. It's great to see you. They're getting it the publicity it deserves.
Yeah, listen, we'll talk to you tomorrow again at the
good
end
stuff.
Of the
show. Thanks,
Jason Black there, one of the men behind Donegal Voodoo Performance, who are going well in their own county as part of the RAS. I'm also joined by Councillor Nicholas Crossan in the broadcast unit. Nicholas, you've had a busy day because you were sort of coordinator of the finish here in the centre of Buncrana, and it's been a fantastic day. There's a great atmosphere out there.
Great still. Atmosphere, and as Jason's saying, Mamore Gap was probably the highlight of the race so far. Great crowds here, and I'd like to welcome yourselves, obviously, at the outside. I welcomed everybody else to Buncrana, so I might as well welcome Highland Radio. Good to see you down here. Great attraction for the town, and the race today was phenomenal.
Yeah, and so many young people out following the race on the stage today, and we've seen so many here as well at the finish, Nicholas.
Well, cycling has become such a huge event now throughout the year, not only just in the summer months, and something I guess is only going to boost it even more.
Yeah, it has been here before, so it has the RAS, hasn't it?
It has been here quite a few times. The last time I recall was back in 2012, it's 5 years ago. Beautiful summer's day as it was then, great turnout in particular for that day as well, and it's great to see it up in this area.
You had a big team behind you, and there was a lot of people from the area involved in setting this up and getting it right today.
To thank the people of Donegal County Council, Eamon Mahon and George McDermott too, and their gang, the Ungardy, the Impost for the sponsorship, the schools, the teachers, the children, the RAS Queen, she was phenomenal today, Niamh McDade, she looked gorgeous, and I'd just like to thank all people involved and make it such a success that it was.
And the Impost RAS, I'm sure, will be welcome back again in Buncrana.
Most certainly, any time at all.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to coming back as well, so thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Oisín.